Next up is Lakota Sanborn. Welcome.
Good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the Environmental Resource Committee. My name is Lakota Sanborn. I am from Indiana Island, and I'm here today to testify in favor of LD 1639. Juniper Ridge Landfill sits just upriver from Penobscot Nation. We are riverine people who have relied upon the river for sustenance and sustainability for well over 10,000 years. The river is our relative. It's a family member who is inalienable from ourselves. She's just as much a part of us as we are a part of her. The river is where we derive our namesake from as a people. Too often, decisions are made by people with no intimate connection to the river. They're making decisions behind closed doors that will go on to harm her, the animals, the plants, and the people along her waters. I'm here testifying on behalf of the river because people making these decisions do not listen to the voice of the river. They do not paddle the river. They do not sit beside her every day and understand when the river is speaking plain and clearly about the harm that is actively being done to her. So I'm here to give the river's voice emphasis in a way that hopefully you will all understand as dire. Over 200,000 tons of out-of-state waste is brought to JRL. As many testimonies before me have stated, this leachate that is at the site is then brought to Nine Dragons Pulp Mill, which is just downriver from us, or just upriver from us. Over 1.3 million gallons of leachate from JRL is pumped directly into the Penobscot River through piping systems at Nine Dragons Paper Mill every month. The Penobscot Nation is sandwiched between these two environmental hazards, and this is not by mistake. More often than not, the dumping grounds for toxins and pollutants generated by industries are placed by communities of the poorest and most marginalized peoples in our society. Not only is this treated leachate pumped into the river, but there is also the ticking time bomb of leachate leaking into the river directly at the site itself upriver from us, which will have lasting impacts for generations and generations. As such, out-of-state waste in Maine is an environmental justice issue. It is a public health justice issue, and it is a racial justice issue. If you need a definition of what environmental justice is, then you should take it from people who have lived in relation with the land for thousands of years without actively poisoning her, who time and time again face the brunt of the impacts of environmental destruction at the hands of industry. The Penobscot people are the original people of these lands and waterways. We are the protectors of these lands and waterways and the spokespeople for these lands and waterways. We as a people have treaty rights which state our right to fish sustainably within the river, yet we cannot sustainably eat the fish out of the river due to poisons and toxins dumped, which has been perpetuated by many forms of Maine industries, from the dioxin from the paper mills, mercury dumped by companies like Ultrachem, and in this case, the state leachate from JRL being pumped directly into the river at Nine Dragons. We are fighting constantly to end the ongoing abuse against our relative, the Penobscot River, which has been ongoing for hundreds of years. I urge you to vote ought to pass for LD 1639, and thank you for your time.
Lakota Sanborn, thank you for your time. Are there any questions from the committee? All right, I'm not seeing any. Thank you for joining us this morning. So I believe that is everyone that I have on my list that's signed up to testify in favor of the legislation. If you happen to find yourself in the attendee space and I haven't brought you over yet, if you could raise your hand, let me know that you're here to speak in favor of LD 1639. All right, not seeing anyone, we will go on to those that are here to speak in opposition.